The mention of summer school might conjure images of students stuck inside on beautiful days and kids upset with their parents for forcing them to attend. But there's a summer program offered that's the opposite of that, and it's outdoors. WHYY's Sarah Hoover explains.
Families are already at the community pool, splashing and squealing in the water, and it's not even 9 a.m. Outside the fence, kids 6 and 7 years old stand in a circle playing a rhyming game outside a picnic pavilion at the Boyertown Community Park in Berks County. Although 10 youngsters are outside among the trees, they're not at camp. They're at a summer reading program. Called Teachers in the Parks, it focuses on preventing the summer slide.
The summer slide is a well-researched phenomenon where children lose roughly 7 weeks every summer, so it takes them until about October, November to get back to the levels they were in June. And if we can stop the summer slide, we can actually add about 25% of instruction.
That's Teachers in the Parks founder, Matt Hathaway. The fourth grade teacher in Exeter Township School District started the program 13 years ago with 6 students. The program served more than 450 kids in kindergarten through sixth grade in Berks County this summer. Hathaway says meeting outside costs 75% less than a traditional program.
It's very expensive to try to bring children into schools. It's very expensive to run facilities and buildings, where if you can get down to the basics, a teacher, a blanket, in any setting where they are naturally, that's what our organization is trying to do.
The program is strictly academic and run by teachers. With an outdoor classroom, Hathaway says they've only had to cancel once in a decade due to weather, mainly by holding classes in the morning to miss peak heat and requiring every site to have a place to go if it rains. The Pennsylvania Department of Education helped the program get a $100,000 grant this year so low-income children can attend for free. It's $75 for the summer for grades K to 2 and $90 for grades 3 to 5. It costs $150 per student to run the program. The program expanded this summer to include students from Boyertown School District, which straddles Berks and Montgomery counties.
Barry knew what he had to do. He hoisted himself up, climbed through the window, eased himself down on the other side.
Teacher Greg Maul reads to third and fourth grade students under the amphitheater. The 8 and 9 year olds sit on blankets and eat snacks while listening.
Where's Barry?
In this water.
Right, he fell off the top of the house.
Their class topic is weather. 8-year-old Brody likes writing in his journal, reacting to questions like, what would you do if it rains jello? He'll be a third grader this fall and didn't know what hail was until he finished reading a book about it.
It's like tiny ice, and then the biggest one inside the world, like as big as a pumpkin.
A group of younger kids is focusing on bugs. They go on walks to look for insects, which 7-year-old Josie says is fun.
I like to learn about ladybugs.
Mm-hmm. And do you like to read when you're not here? Is that something you're interested in on your own?
I read at home, too.
Yeah? What do you read at home?
I read ladybugs, too.
Josie's mom, Deborah DiPaolo, picks her daughter up near the playground. She says the program has encouraged Josie, who's going into second grade.
She's doing it on her own. She's picking up the books, and she likes to read them to, we have a pet bunny. She likes to pick the books up and read them to the bunny, and, you know, so she's taking more of her own initiative to do it.
DiPaolo says it also gives the duo some mother-daughter time.
It gives us a bonding chance on the car ride back of, what'd you guys learn today? And, you know, sometimes we'll stay afterwards and play and that kind of stuff.
Pam Gebby, a first grade teacher in the Boyertown School District, says teaching out in the great wide open can be challenging.
There's a lot of people walking their dogs and people coming with their kids just to play at the playgrounds. So there's definitely different distractions, but I think the kids get used to the distractions, and I think they enjoy coming to the park.
She says it's been a great experience for the kids.
I'm going to make him a cool butterfly.
The kindergarten through second grade students sit at picnic tables. They're connecting the dots to create a butterfly and coloring their picture. Gebby brought her own creativity to the curriculum, something teachers are encouraged to do.
Some of my students are just finishing up kindergarten and are not even aware of all the letters of the alphabet yet. So we did a connect the dots with butterflies today where they had to find the letters of the alphabet and connect them in order. So something like that I just pulled from my classroom that I remembered I had and thought I could incorporate it with what we're doing here.
Assessment shows the program's been able to maintain kids' reading levels in kindergarten through fourth grades. And children report they start the school year with more confidence. For WHYY News, Sarah Hoover.